Dreamscape presents Dating the Duke by Emma Hart, narrated by Shakira Shute and Will Watt. Chapter 1. Adelaide.
Did you know they arrested that murderer? The one who killed the man who bled out over the tulips in Arrow Woods?
I choked on my toast. A particularly sharp piece got lodged in my throat, and it made my eyes water as I erupted into a coughing fit and covered my mouth with my hand. Elizabeth, Duchess of Worcester, looked at me with her eyes wide.
Adelaide, dear, are you quite all right?
I managed to swallow most of the offending bite of toast before I reached for my glass of water and desperately glugged it down. Thankfully, it solved the problem, but my eyes still streamed.
Goodness, have a tissue.
She plucked one out of a box and handed it to me, and I took it with a nod of my head. She had those tissue boxes everywhere. I wiped at my eyes, thankful I was still in my loungewear and not yet ready for the day. I could only imagine the state of me if I'd had mascara on.
What's going on in here?
Alexander, the Duke of Worcester and Elizabeth's son, strolled into the kitchen, looking like he was off to a business meeting with the Queen herself.
Adelaide, what's the matter?
Death by toast,
Elizabeth replied before I could.
It's why I prefer yogurt. One doesn't choke on yogurt.
We'd had this discussion daily for the last week since I'd arrived at Bentley Manor. Never mind that this was the first time I'd choked, and it was solely down to the shock at her conversation starter.
I'm fine, I said, albeit a smidge scratchily. I wasn't prepared for your mother to bring up such a macabre subject over breakfast.
Oh, mother,
Alexander said, pouring himself a cup of tea and sitting next to me at the table.
You haven't been bringing up those conspiracy theories of yours again, have you?
Elizabeth didn't bat an eyelid as she slid him her empty teacup and saucer.
Only on days that end in Y, Alexander.
No, I was asking if Adelaide had heard about the murderer that had been apprehended in Arrow Woods.
I'm assuming she had not, given the reaction.
He glanced at me. You assume correctly, I said, pushing the remainder of my toast away from me. I'd almost died once this morning. I'll pass, thank you.
Who did it? I asked Elizabeth, turning my attention to the jug of orange juice and pouring myself some.
She adjusted her glasses and peered at the newspaper.
Edmund McMahon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?